Birds of prey spend much of their lives soaring far overhead, feeding on small animals. That was Bonnie, a peregrine falcon that is blind in one eye and would probably not survive long in the wild. She is part of a breeding and release program run by Dale Kernahan and John Stokes. They're part of SOAR, Save Our American Raptors.
We're a nonprofit, a 501c3 organization that cares for non-releasable birds of prey that simply can't survive on their own in the wild. Our main goal or mission is to create awareness about the amazing beauty of nature. We do a lot of birds of prey programs at schools, state parks, organizations, and that's our thing. We recently started, John's idea actually, to start a peregrine falcon release project, and we're now releasing peregrine falcons back into the wild. Our main site is at Lookout Mountain.
Rock City.
Rock City.
Yeah. Our organization was formed in 1983. By a remarkable lady named Doris Mager, and she founded this organization in Florida. And she did so many things with birds of prey back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Her name is the Eagle Lady. She is will be 86 next month, still going strong. But she has semi-retired, and that's where Dell and I came in. We started working with this organization in 2004. Been a lot of fun, and we've got to educate a lot of people as well.
You have a background in zoology. Is this also a background in education? For both of you?
No, actually, my background, I have a bachelor's of fine arts in psychology and then a wildlife biology degree as well.
Yeah, the educational programming that I started doing actually began when I was at the Memphis Zoo. I ran a birds of prey rehabilitation program there. I started doing programs after I went and picked up a hawk at a high school, and the kids were fascinated with it. And the teacher, one of the teachers asked me, said, "If you got any more animals you can bring from the zoo? These kids are just fascinated by this bird." I said, "Well, yeah, I can put together a few and maybe come back next week." So I went back to the high school and did kind of an off-the-wall program. The kids enjoyed it. And the teacher said, "Hey, can I tell a few other schools about this?" "Sure." So I went from 25 programs a year to 100 the next year. What we do today is a descendant of what I started doing back in probably 79.
Now, birds of prey, that includes owls, falcons, what you think of when you see hawks circling around.
Vultures.
And vultures, right? Mm-hmm. They're pretty easy to spot because they're so much larger often than the other birds in the sky. I can understand where they can be frightening to a lot of people. Quite often when a hawk comes around, all the other birds disappear, at least any bird that has any sense.
No, yeah, especially birds like Cooper's hawks and sharp-shinned hawks, which are bird eaters, and a lot of bird feeders out these days. And someone asked me at Rock City, "What's the best way to attract a hawk to your yard?" And I said, "Put out a bird feeder." When those birds come around, those other birds either flee or they freeze. So, but you touched on the visibility. You know, birds of prey are very visible, especially the vultures and the hawks. And, you know, we do have some eagles around here, and people are fascinated with them. You know, we have a lot of people that come to our show at Rock City that just amaze them. This is the beauty of the birds up close. And it's something I've been definitely interested in since I was a little kid. Lifelong fascination for me.
I think what's so remarkable about birds of prey is their gracefulness. When you see them soaring, they have a beauty all of their own. And particularly since we've been working with the falcons too, we've gotten to see some of the ones that we've released hanging around Lookout Mountain. And just seeing their aerial movement, they're just remarkable birds to watch.
A lot of people don't know about, but we released a peregrine falcon off the First Tennessee Bank building this year named Bruce, and he ended up hanging out for about 2 weeks over at the Blue Cross Blue Shield complex over there.
In fact, he's still there. Another thing that we really stress when we do educational programs is the importance of predators, and while that's where birds of prey come in, they're incredibly important. They have a very important role in nature. They keep the balance in nature. They eat the weak, the sick, the injured animals, not the healthy ones. So they keep nature strong by eating the sick animals. So birds of prey, not only are they incredibly beautiful, they serve a very, very important role.
We talked about a satellite telemetry device that was put into one of the peregrine falcons that was released. And this is the first time, at least in the Southeast, that a peregrine falcon is outfitted with one of these satellite telemetry devices.
It weighs 22 grams. And so it's about the size of a matchbox, maybe a little bit smaller. It's a solar unit, so that means that the batteries recharge by the sun, and this unit will last for 3 years. What's so incredible about this is no matter where this bird goes, anywhere in the world, we are able to track him. to find out where he is. And we get a reading every 3 days, and that reading includes an hourly reading every 3 days, so we can tell where he's been each hour. He started at Rock City. He is now in the Yucatan Peninsula. That little bugger has made it all the way down to Mexico. His travels will probably take him to South America. But this information that we're gathering with the solar satellite telemetry device is invaluable. It's very, very important. It shows the movements of young peregrine falcons, where they go, will they return. And what's so incredible about it being the first time from the southeast is this information that this bird is yielding for us has never been gathered before. There's plenty of people that have released peregrine falcons up north with satellite telemetry devices, but the movements of our bird or lookout are somewhat different from the movements of the ones that are released up north. This information will go into a database of all movements of peregrine falcons worldwide.
We released them on July the 11th, and he hung around for about 2 weeks. He came back to the release site, and we gave him quail, and he ate those. And on a lot of his satellite tracks, first he's hung around, right around the Rock City area, lookout. Then he started widening his wanderings a little bit, and he went downtown, went to Signal Mountain, this all over this general area. And we think he may have hooked up with his brother Bruce for a little bit, because we see him around some of the islands out here, just right by downtown. And after he left lookout area, he made this incredible loop. He went up towards Nashville and then back around towards Cookeville, Tennessee, back down through here over Rome, Georgia, then to the north of Birmingham, then Grenada Lake in Mississippi, then the Mississippi River, and then Louisiana, and then Texas, and then, as this current recording is, as Dale said, in Yucatan Peninsula.
So. Here's what's so incredible about this. This is a young bird that's about 3 months old. The instinctual drive of this animal is amazing. How does he know where to go? We saw his movements, and you could tell he was angling down south. Everything he did, all his movements, indicated survival techniques. You know, him going on the Mississippi River. Where he went initially was a traditional peregrine falcon flyway where they actually traditionally go to go down to South America. How did this young bird of only 3 months old figure this out? That's what's so incredible, just to see this instinctual survival mode that these animals are equipped with. And he found his way to the Yucatan Peninsula, flew across the Gulf of Mexico, and found his way down there. And that's what is so wonderful. We feel like we're flying with the bird every time we go on our site and watch his movements. And anybody can get on our site and watch this bird move. All you have to do is load Google Earth on your computer. And if you go to soarsouth.blogspot.com, you can see where Lookout is today if you want to.
Even soarsouth.org will take you there too.
Yeah.
You can follow the path of the peregrine falcon wearing the satellite telemetry device, his name is Lookout, by following the links on our blog at wutc.org. As of November 7th, Lookout has been spending time in Central America and Honduras around Rio Patuca. Learn more about this program at soarsouth.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.